Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GTPL Hathway's Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranav Kshatriya, Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kshatriya.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Aniruddha Singh Jadeja, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. Piyush Pankaj, Business Head and Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Saurav Banerjee, Chief Financial Officer. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Aniruddha Singh Jadeja for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
GTPL Hathway to discuss the financial and operational performance of Q2 FY26. This quarter was marked by sustained operational performance and reaffirmation of our leadership position in both digital cable TV and broadband services. As India's largest MSO, our focus continued to be on expanding our footprint, enhancing customer experience, and delivering value through innovation and service excellence. In the digital cable TV segment, we maintained our market share while continuing to upgrade infrastructure to support higher quality content delivery. On the broadband front, we continue to make progress in growing our subscriber base and deepening our presence in key markets by offering high-speed, affordable internet solutions. I now hand over to Mr. Piyush Pankaj to walk through the KPI for our cable TV and broadband segment and share insight of our achievement in the second quarter.
Thanks, Mr. Jadeja. Good evening, everyone. Let me start off by mentioning KPIs for both our business segments. First, cable TV segment. Our digital cable TV subscriber base, as on 30th September 2025, stood at 9.50 million. Among the total subscriber base, paying subscribers stood at 8.80 million. The total business partners count stands at more than 48,000 plus, and they remain key enablers of our quest on expanding our pan-India presence. In the broadband business, the active subscriber base at the end of quarter stood at 1.05 million, adding 10,000 new subscribers, which is an increase of approximately 1% on a YoY basis. Home pass stood at 5.95 million as of 30th September 2025. Of all available home pass, 75% are available for FTTx. The broadband ARPU for Q2 FY26 stood at INR 465, increased by INR 5 as compared to last year Q2. Average data consumption per month stood at 410 GB, a 17% increase YoY. As part of our strategic roadmap, we remain focused on both organic and inorganic opportunities to drive sustainable growth across our core business segments. On the HITS distribution update, we are gearing up to operate the platform in the third quarter. This will further enhance our distribution capabilities and reach. We will share more details and commercial rollout plans once the platform goes live. Bundling cable broadband and OTT offerings, expansion into new geographies, and consolidating our presence in existing geographies continues as planned, with a clear objective of increasing our total addressable market and deepening our customer reach across India. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Saurav Banerjee, who will take you through the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Mr. Piyush. Good evening to all the participants. For the quarter, on a consolidated level, our total revenue grew by 12% YoY and 6% QoQ, basis to INR 9,609 million. Subscription revenue for Q2 FY26 is at INR 3024 million. The broadband revenue stood at INR 1393 million and registered a growth of 2% on a yearly and sequential basis. Consolidated EBITDA stood at INR 1101 million with an EBITDA margin of 11.4%. Net profit for Q2 FY26 stood at INR 93 million. Our consolidated operating EBITDA stood at INR 1016 million in Q2 FY26, registering an operating margin of 22%. On the standalone performance front, our total revenue grew by a healthy 17% YOY and 7% sequentially to INR 6402 million. Subscription revenue saw a decrease of 3% QOQ and decreased marginally by 1% YOY to INR 2191 million. Standalone EBITDA stood at INR 593 million with an EBITDA margin of 9.3%. The standalone net profit for Q2 FY26 stood at INR 54 million. Balance sheet of the company remains healthy with the net debt to equity of 0.2 times as on 30th September. Net cash flow from operations for the half year stood at a robust INR 1291 million. I would now request the moderator to open the floor for the Q&A session.
Shall we begin with question and answer session?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use headset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Rehan Sayed from Trinidad Asset Manager. Please proceed.
Sir, my question is, can I ask? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Rehan, your voice is very, very faint. Yeah.
Am I audible now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sir, I have two questions. First on the receivable side. So we have noticed a significant increase in receivable and payable this quarter. Due to broadcaster settlement, should we view this as one-time working capital movement or something? What could process going forward we have to see here?
Yeah, so see, if you see the trend from last 4 to 5 years, the trade receivables and trade payables both goes up in the middle of the year and again taper down at the end of the year. So it's like a balloon which has been created, or you can say S curve which has been created. It goes up, bell curve, and then go down again in the September, in the March month. And this is because of the broadcasters, because as you do the deal with the broadcasters and you start paying the broadcaster free channel cost, and broadcasters start paying you your marketing and incentive incomes. So both goes on parallel. So if pay channel cost has increased, your marketing and incentive receivables has increased also. So these, if you see, there is an increase of around 400 crore both sides, 460 crore on one side and 434 crore one side. And both are mainly because of the broadcasters, which you will find that it will be tapered down in the March. You can see the trend from last 5 years. You will see the same trend.
Okay. Okay, sir. My second question is around the capacity addition side. Broadband subscriber addition have remained flat despite rising data consumption and average revenue per user. What specific measures are you taking to accelerate net additions, especially in regions like Andhra Pradesh and Telangana? Were you expanding aggressively this side?
Broadband side, if you say, we are in the B2C segment, we are in the Gujarat market, and Gujarat market is still there are a lot of potential, as we have the extraction rate of 17% right now, which has to go up with the time. But yes, you are right that last 2 years is a bit muted for us because of entry of the big players, mainly the Jio and Airtel, and then the air fiber technology which has come into the play, and put our growth rate a bit slower on that way. But yes, seeing the whole scenario of wireless and wired, as the wireless cost is increasing, we are hopeful that the wired will start picking up. As you see that out of 350 million households, only 44 million households is in the wired right now, which has to go up to around 100 million in the next 5 years. So there is a lot of potential in the broadband side, but this is a temporary setback, you can say, because everyone is, new players are coming into the market, and echoes with the deep pocket, and they are giving and all, but still, we are maintaining our subscriber base, we are not losing anything. That is the main thing at this point of time because of the competition. And we are looking forward for expanding through our B2B model also and B2C model also. So hopefully the future will start seeing again, we are back on the growth stage, which was earlier, the 2013-24, 2024. So that's the hope we can, we are keeping it up and we are investing into the business. And the potential is very good for the
economy. Okay. Thank you for the detailed clarification also, and I'll jump in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Our next question is from Aditya Rawal from Accenture Research. Please proceed ahead with
your question. Am I audible?
Yeah, Aditya, please go.
My question is regarding your company's growth. Like, given the continuous decline in paid post-COVID, despite healthy revenue and subscriber growth, what concrete step is GTPL HA planning over the next 3 to 5 years to rebound profitability? Also, can management share specific financial and operational milestones, including expected improvement in paid margins and ROE in light of rising cost and competitive pressures?
Aditya, one thing I want to mention that the company is maintaining its EBITDA margin, operating EBITDA margin I'm talking about, which is, you can see in the slide, operational performance slide, which is after the P&L slide of console. So there it is 22% margin which we are maintaining, and it's a healthy margin which we are maintaining throughout. Yes, you're right that if this year also I'll see that here in the quarter to quarter, year to year, we are down by 3 crore in our EBITDA, which is 100 from 113 crore to 110 crore. And this decline is there from last 4-5 quarters, you can say. In some quarter we have gone up, some quarter we have gone down, but we are remain at this range only. And the growth is not there in the EBITDA side and all, which we have seen. And but yes, numbers are growing, everything is growing. So somewhere we have to work on two things, that how we can expand our reach and our footprint so that we can get more numbers. And second, how can we conserve our cost? And if you see that we have mentioned that we are launching Hidden in the Sky technology platform, and which is going to give us both this benefits, that because we are going to have all-India footprint, and we can start the business very fast in any place. And so it's like reaches like 100% India, which was not there right now. And the second is on the cost side. Yeah, it is going to be the delivery cost. We are going to save in the delivery cost. So already we have started taking the steps towards that, where we can improve our margins and our EBITDA. As you know that we are doing the layering of the services. Like we have launched the cable entertainment, the broadband, plus TV everywhere, plus OTT, plus gaming, all those things we are launching and doing the layering of the services for the customer and doing the combination of the services to the customer. So all these things will improve our retention and sales in the market. If you talk about in MSO side, we are the only one who is taking this type of steps in the market. And taking this bold steps to market share, that's the case. Got it.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I got my answer.
Thank you, sir. Our next question is from the line of Sakshi Divedi from VRKS Advisor. Please proceed ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Hello. Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. So I actually wanted a fair bit of understanding on ARPU. Are there any differences in ARPU between Tier 1, Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets? And how is the company approaching these variations?
What GTPL do that we provide the packages. The packages are ranging from, if you talk about from 200 rupees to 400 rupees for the customer, 450 rupees for the customer. And it depends that which customer is taking what. It might be possible that a rural customer is also taking the HD package, which is costing 450 or 500 rupees. Or in urban also, there are the segments where they can take 200 to 250 rupees package. But yes, you are right. Generally, what we are seeing that in Tier 1 cities, people go for more higher packages in average. Tier 2 cities and Tier 3 cities, that's the way it is. So you will find that there are different ARPUs, and you are right that Tier 1 ARPUs are higher, Tier 2 moderate, and Tier 3 mainly in the rural and all, you will find that the ARPUs are lower because they are opting for the lower packages.
Got it, sir. Adding to that, how does ARPU differ between new subscribers versus long-term subscribers? Are there any strategies to increase ARPU for the long-term subscribers?
No, it depends on which market you are entering for the new customer. If I am getting the customer from Mumbai, they are opting for higher packages. If I am going for the Chhattisgarh or I am going for the Bilaspur, I will say, then there you will find that they are going for the moderate packages, middle packages rather than the higher packages. So it all depends because I will say that if you talk about HD packages, HD packages, if you go, I'm going to the metro, I'm seeing that take-up is as good as 30%, 35%. But if I'm going into any B-towns, there it is around 10%, 12% only. So that's the way it has happened. So we have to see according to the market and accordingly we have to pick that one product we have to push for those markets. If a higher paying market, then we have to push for bigger packages. If it's a middle town, then we have to push for middle packages. So that's the strategy on which we go, that we have to see. But yeah, we give the promotions and all to the customer so that they can go from lower packages to higher packages. That those promotions we do, we give them the eyeballs of different channels that they can go to those higher packages channels and offer. So all those efforts, the cross selling and all upselling is happening in the market, happening in the.
Got it, sir. So one more question. I actually wanted an update on BharatNet project. In terms of the last call, you had highlighted that some litigation issues are there. So any resolution on the same? and any new tenders?
Already been again the whole tender will start to work to come, and we have to see what else with the tender, so can't comment on right now on those. So again the tender is happening.
Okay, sir. Also, any new tenders floated by the government, like our bids, since some listed companies do keep announcing order wins, so.
Yeah. See, we can't disclose that where we are bidding and out. But yes, once we get the successful bid, we have to announce it in the SEBI in the market. So we will do that. But yes, we just assure you that, yeah, we are bidding wherever the tenders are coming. Big tenders, small tenders, we are bidding for those. And whatever we are winning, we are announcing it in the market.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much. And all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Riddhi Vora from SAS Capital. Please proceed ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a question that the subscription revenue has been seeing a marginal decline on both a standalone and consolidated basis. So could you share your perspective on what led to this decline? And additionally, what are your expectations for subscription revenue over the next couple of quarters?
See, this quarter is, I would say that if you see that we have witnessed a higher churn, the whole industry has witnessed a higher churn during FY25, mainly this quarter 2, FY26. Few things are there that, one, the quarter 2 is always not good for the industry because of the rain. And this time it was excessive rain all over country, and because of that, the effort for new sales and retention hampered on that way. The second thing is that quarter two always the big events like cricket or big sporting events is not happening in the quarter two. So after IPL, there was no big event, and the big event started at the Asia Cup in September. That took in the mid-September. And so the gain on those side big events and all was not there, plus the whole rain and excessive rains and all, that hampered our subscriber base. And if you see, we have down by 100K this quarter from 9.6 million, we are at 9.5 million on our subscriber base, and that has hampered us in the revenue side also in the next 3 months, and we are down by around 10 crores if you see from year to year basis. From 312 crores we are at 302 crores, and that is what is impacted there. But yes, this quarter has started very good, as you know that the lot of events are happening already. India plus West Indies after the Asia Cup is happening, and then Australia tour is there, and the rains effect has already been gone. And generally quarter 3 and quarter 4 give us the boost and we get the number back. So quarter 2 is always back from this basis, and that's what happened in this quarter. That's why we are down by around 10 crores in YOY, which we are hopeful that we will recover in quarter 3 and quarter 4.
Okay, and I have a further question that what are the sort of the early feedback and trends you are seeing in the market from competitive broadband distribution methods in terms of air fiber and very recently satellite broadband?
See, air fiber is, yes, it is impacting because the share of net addition has gone down for every player as air fiber has gained from last 6 to 8 months, you can say, but now it is tapering down, the whole effect is tapering down now. And again, our addition is increasing. So now it's increasing again, coming back to the same level, almost to the same level as last year. Satellite sort of is still to be launched, and being that it is still not tested in the Indian market, and the equipment costs are high. So we have to see that how they are going to give it to the customer, that whether it is going to be the discount, what is going to be their strategies on that, because otherwise the cost of equipment are very high in the satellite side right now. So we have to wait for what impact satellite will give, or whether it will give or not. We are hopeful that satellite will not hamper any growth for us. Air fiber, already it is tapered down, so we are again coming back to the same.
Okay. And I have a last one more question, that costing wise cable and air would be superior to satellite, but if one had to differentiate between the two, that is the cable and the cable broadband and the air fiber, on metrics of speed, convenience to setup and cost, so how would you describe the competitiveness there?
See, competitiveness always, cable is much better technology, being on the, if you say, if it is from the web or anything, if we are streaming, cable is a better technology on that basis. It's the base technology that we are talking about. Yeah. So, the technology-wise, if we talk about...
I don't know what is happening. Everyone just becomes silent.
Can we move forward?
You were not audible. Can for the question? I didn't get the answer. Hello.
Okay. Can we talk later on this question?
Yeah,
sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Varun Mishra from Vishwas PMS. Please proceed ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you. So I had a couple of questions. So could you please share the management's target or benchmark on the ARPU's like growth over the next 2 to 3 years? Especially what level of improvement are we anticipating from the pricing strategy? And how does this fit the overall revenue growth through like bundling with OTT segments?
See, ARPU, see, the main focus is the subscriber base growth. As I say that we are coming up with the new technology and new delivery platforms and all, and there we are going to be very aggressive on the subscriber base. ARPU, as you say, India is a sensitive market, so we have to go increase the ARPU basis that when we can increase in ARPU. You can see our trend also, we are doing it in that way, that in last 5 years we have increased around 3 to 4 times. So that's the way it is going to be. But yes, subscriber base, we are going to be aggressive.
Alright, sir. And so like it has been a couple of good quarters since the company decided to explore the B2B model for broadband growth. So while expectations were like faster subscriber additions, in pace like it has slowed down. So like are there any headwinds which we are seeing or anything like you would want to add in?
No, B2B is still the focus is there, as you know that this 4 to 5 months we are more concentrated towards how we new technology and all. But yes, B2B is the focus area. We will do that. And again, you will see the growth of that. Already 100 plus subscriber base are there in the B2B, which we are expecting that it will grow at the good pace.
Like anything, sir, like we've taken any measures or anything like that, because like our active subscribers has also been in the same ballpark as we see for like last couple of quarters.
Yeah, I already said that because of the competition, and we are maintaining our subscriber base on that basis, and we are hopeful that we will start getting the growth as the potentials are very high, and we are working towards that. you will start seeing the growth in both B2C segment and B2B segment. So already we are taking the steps towards that.
Right, sir. I'm hoping for a good quarter next, like in the coming few sessions, sir. Thank you so much and happy Diwali, sir.
Yeah, same to you, Varun.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Star Investment. Please proceed ahead.
Hello, yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, Vivek, please, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. So you had earlier guided for a capex of 350 to 400 crores for FY26 with about around 80 crores incurred in Q1. So could you update us on the capex spend during this quarter and elaborate on what is like this spending primarily pertains to, like whether it's for set-top box or cable network expansion or modernization or other strategic initiatives?
Yeah, so the total capex for H1 is 153 crores right now. Where we have spent around 90 crore in CATV and rest is in the broadband, which is around 63 crores. On 90 crore, I will say that around 20 crore has gone into the HITS project side and 50 crore is in the mainly into the STB. Network is a very low, but mainly into the STB, we will say 95 to 97% is the setup boxes on. And the broadband capex, that is the mainly on the CPE and customer acquisition cost, it is around 63 crores, which is gone. So still we are maintaining that the total capex will be somewhere in the range of 350 crores, including both the business segments.
Okay, so the HITS platform rollout will be a significant strategic initiative for the company. So could you share the details on the capex allocated towards this launch and the key areas where this investment is being directed to?
Yeah, in my initial opening remarks, I have said that we are launching it in the quarter three. Very soon we are launching it, and as we launch, we will give you all the details that what is the capex and what are the expectations out of this. We are just giving some bigger expectations right now, and bigger strategy. But yeah, once it will be launched officially, then we will share with all the information.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Preeti Agarwal from SK Associates. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. So I would like to know that the subscription revenue has been seeing a marginal decline on both standalone and consolidated basis. So could you share your perspective on what led to this decline?
Subscription revenue, I have already said that this quarter, because of excessive rain and all, the number of subs has gone down, which we are going to recover in quarter three and quarter four. Quarter two is always bad. You see the trend from the last 4 or 5 years that because of the excessive rains and no big events happen because of the rains and all, always we find it difficult for the sales and retention. And because of that, there is a marginal lower in the revenue side. If you see in the quarter to quarter, in the standalone, we are at the same level. Yeah, at the consolidated level, we are down. But we are hopeful that quarter three and quarter four, we will start getting the revenues.
Understood, sir. And what are your expectations for subscription revenue over the next couple of quarters? Like, do you anticipate stabilization or a recovery trend? And what initiatives are being undertaken to support that improvement?
See, if you see, we have the CAGR somewhere around between 8 to 11%, which is going on. If you see, that's what we are expecting. Yeah, CAGR has come down from earlier times, but still it is at 8 to 11%, between 8 to 11%. That's what we are hoping, that we are going to maintain that CAGR. This quarter is exceptional as we have dipped a bit, but we will again go back to that CAGR level and we will maintain that.
Also, I wanted to know what sort of the early feedback and trend you are seeing in the market from competition, from competitive broadband distribution methods in terms of air fiber and very recently satellite broadband.
See, actually, I have given this answer. Air broadband, yes. It has a euphoria which happened from last 6 to 8 months, now it is tapering down. And satellite is still to get launched, and we have to see that how it is going to affect us. But we are hopeful that the equipment costs are very high, so it might not affect us. But we have to see that how the go-to-market happens for the satellite technology.
Okay. And costing cable and air would be superior to satellite, but if one had to differentiate between the two, cable broadband and air fiber, on matrix of speed, convenience to set up, cost, how would you describe competitiveness there?
That's fine. See, it is very difficult to differentiate all those things, but yes, just one statement that FTTH is a proven technology. Worldwide, it's a proven technology from 2015 onwards, 2014-2015 onwards, and it has a proven years. Air to fiber, if you see the US market on, it has come from last 3 to 4 years. In India, it has come now. So still, they had to prove that level of consistency which FTTH is giving. But it's very hard to say that this speed is higher, that speed is higher. It is very hard to differentiate between them.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Vidhi.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nakul Doshi. Please proceed ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to know if you could share the company's approach to subscription pricing for the OTT platform, and are the plans to revise the pricing or introduce tiered plans for different audience segments, and how might this impact our subscriber growth?
Just one line of statement, Nakul, that we want to be very competitive on our OTT pricing, and that's what we are providing in the market right now. You know that OTT is provided by competition also and all, so we want to be very competitive, and this whole strategy comes from the market situation, that what is happening, how you are providing it as a single one with combo, with other products and all. So all those strategy comes into play. But yeah, we are going to be very, very competitive in the market, that is for sure.
So I understand that your strategy would be towards more of attracting subscribers as compared to driving higher ARPU.
You're right on that.
Entire focus would be
more of customer acquisition and retention. That's what we are focusing on.
And whether we would be having any specific tiered plans or premium offerings?
It's already there. If you see our, it's already there. The tiered one is already there. That where you can do the cross-selling, upselling, everything. It's already there, Nakul.
Understood. Just one last question. Like generally, our marketing incentive income increases somewhere 20 to 25% YOY, and likewise, pay channel costs used to increase by around 15%. But this quarter, both this income and associated expense increased sharply by 6% more than the usual range. So, what would be the reason for the same?
If you see the YOY net pay channel cost, which I'm talking about my operational slide, if you see the operational performance slide, in the net pay channel costs, there is a saving from the YOY side. It's almost flat, if you see, which we talked about in the bigger numbers. So there is no increase in the pay channel cost like that. We have maintained that. Please refer to that slide, operational performance slide in the investor presentation. Slide number 22.
Okay. Just one last, in terms of competition on the cable TV side, sir, you mentioned that the competition is quite high. Can you share how is the competitive landscape today with DD free dish TV, or is it still going strong in other metro cities as well?
See, DD, they are functioning on a different, you can say, on the different regulations and all. So the competition is not there on that side, because they are going on the auctions of their spectrums and all. We are on the different side. So that is the way. But yes, the market accommodates everyone, and that's what is happening. That right now, a lot of customers has in the free dish, and we have, that's how we can take them back, mainly in the rural side.
And on the shift of DTH viewers to cable TV, like what is the opportunity we are seeing there as of today? Do you feel the shift is happening, or are there some roadblocks in the way of this shift?
See, Nakul, you have to understand that there are 350 million households. Out right. of that, only 220 million households is TV households right now. So still 130 million households are the TV dark area, or you can say they don't have the TV in households. So there is a large opportunity. Out of this 220 million, there is a cable, there is DTH, there are free dish and all, which is all the opportunities are there. So DTH also, we have to win the DTH customers back, which we have the different schemes and aggressive plans and aggressive marketing for those. Same, we have to win from the other MSO and smaller MSOs, the consolidation of the whole the MSOs by organic and inorganic. That's what we are doing. We have to come with the plans so that we can win the rural market from British Bank. And the third is the there is a table dark areas and hilly areas and everywhere where the TVs are not reached at all on those households. There is a large opportunity. So the opportunities are very big. Still, and we are working towards that, and we are investing in the new technologies and all, where we can have all over India reach, and we can be aggressive in the market to gain the subscriber market share.
Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you for a detailed answer.
Thanks, Nakul.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Thank you so much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thanks. I would like to express my thanks to every participant who took their time out to attend the call. I would like to thank MK for organizing this call. For any queries, please feel free to contact with MUFG IR, who are our investor relations advisors. Thank you and have a good day.
And happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to all.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of MK Global Financial Service Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.